Welcome to The Week That Was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, editor of Site Magazine, and our coverage this week included how an Australian agronomist followed a call from God to the mission field and ended up changing millions of lives through a discovery concerning tree regeneration, how a change to the way FEMA operates in the US may assist churches in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, and the challenges facing Catholic bishops as they gather in Rome for a synod on young people. But first, this week we ran an in-depth story looking at the attention, both in Australia and internationally, that's been focused on Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's faith since he took office on the 24th of August. While Australia has a long history of Christian leaders, Morrison is the country's first Pentecostal Prime Minister, as well as, arguably, the first evangelical to hold the office, and that has sparked a greater than usual level of curiosity. Commentators spoken to by Site suggest that this level of interest may at least in part be because of a lack of understanding among many people of what Pentecostalism is, while the overt nature of Morrison's belief, in evidence ever since he spoke at length about Christianity in his maiden speech to Parliament in 2008, may also be a factor. In the piece, I spoke to commentators about how the overt belief can be reconciled with his now famous quote that he doesn't see the Bible as a policy handbook, and how Morrison's faith may or may not influence his political views and the reasons for that. Alongside this story, we ran an essay this week in which Site's Niels von Kalm argued that while it's admirable Scott Morrison has spoken out about his Christian faith, it's how his policies affect the disenfranchised and the vulnerable that should drive a Christian's voting preferences. This week also saw us publish an interview with World Vision Australia agronomist Tony Rinaldo, following his winning a Right Livelihood Award, described as the alternative Nobel Prize, last week. Rinaldo spoke about how his faith was a key factor in his decision to serve as an overseas missionary in the West African nation of Niger, and how that led to the discovery of a tree regrowing technique known as Farmer-Managed Natural Regeneration, or FMNR, which has resulted in the regeneration of more than 200 million trees in that country alone. Since adopted in numerous nations across Africa and also in Asia, it's proven a simple but effective way of transforming arid and degraded farmland into productive farms. Out of the US, meanwhile, we've run a story on how a change to the policy of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has enabled churches to explore the possibility of accessing federal funds in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. Early estimates show that at least 79 Methodist buildings and 27 parsonages and at least 50 Baptist churches were among the buildings damaged in the storm. In Rome, meanwhile, Catholic bishops from across the globe have gathered for a general synod focusing on young people, the 15th time they've come together for such an event since 1967. We ran an article from US Catholic commentator Thomas Rees looking at four of the key challenges the bishops need to consider as they look at the question of how to engage with young people around the world today. In other news this week, Leah Sharabu's mother has again appealed to the Nigerian government to secure the release of her daughter, who's been held by terror group the Islamic State West African Province since February. In the US, Christians have been vocal in both their support of and opposition to the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh for the US Supreme Court against the backdrop of sexual misconduct allegations against him, allegations which he's repeatedly denied. In Myanmar, there was news that ethnic Wa rebels have detained more than 90 Christian leaders and closed at least 10 churches since early September. In Sudan, authorities have finally released a shipment of Bibles which have been held in port for 6 years in a move welcomed by international religious freedom advocates. Global streaming giant Netflix has announced it has obtained the rights to C.S. Lewis's Narnia books with plans to develop series and film projects. And in England, the Archbishop of York, John Sentamu, has announced he will retire in 2020. This week, we also ran essays looking at Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi's extraordinary fall from grace, on the troubling parallels between US President Donald Trump and the biblical King Cyrus, and how corporate tree planting schemes may generate goodwill but actually cause harm. Among our columns this week was a sightseeing piece on what the Bible has to say about trees and the various symbolic ways they're used within it. Postcards looking at the debate in the US over whether America is a Christian nation, and another from Cameroon looking at the hardships faced by returning would-be migrants after they've failed to make their way to Europe. Our This Life column looks at the importance of finding joy in all circumstances, and in our Wow column there's a look at Paris's first eco-neighbourhood. In reviews, Niels von Kalm looks at Vicky Beeching's book Undivided, and our lifestyle column, A Sustainable Life, features some tips on how you can reduce waste and save money in a home renovation. These are just some of the stories that appeared on the site this week. Remember, you can keep up to date with all that's happening by subscribing to our free site daily or site weekly emails, and you can also follow us on a range of social media. Of course, while all our content's freely available, we'd welcome any financial support you can give us, even just $1 a month, to help us to continue to bring you and even expand our coverage from across the globe. Look under the subscribers just under the masthead for details. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.